Steve Gruber is America's voice.
Well, yesterday a lot of promise to anchor Turkey as Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo sat and talked with President Erdogan of Turkey. But overnight, it seems the ceasefire was broken, not by Turkey, not by the Kurds, but apparently by the Syrian Free Army or something like that. But only in one town. So the Associated Press making it sound like the entire ceasefire had crumbled and gone away. But again, the Associated Press, are they to be trusted or not anymore? That's the difficult world we live in because there's so much one-sided reporting. It's almost like they're cheerleading for the president to fail no matter what he does. Joining me is Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be back with you, and you're absolutely right with your last statement. It clearly looks like they want, being all the other side, the national media, the Democrats, they want this president to fail, even if it hurts America and hurts our allies. So I think that's something we're going to have to get used to more and more in a more intense way till November of 2020.
So let me ask you this. I think we went into Syria in 2009, 2010, right? We're supposed to be there for a short period of time. We're there 10 years later.
A red line.
Right, and the red line and the sand and all this other nonsense. What do we gain? Honestly, what do we gain by remaining in Syria? Yes, we battled ISIS. Yes, we corralled ISIS. We killed a lot of ISIS fighters. Some are in prison. Some have escaped. But what do we gain by remaining there another year, 5 years, 10 years? Please tell me.
Well, I can't. You saw my vote probably the other day, and I explained
did.
It to some people who didn't understand it. And I think once they understand why I voted the way I did, they pretty much accept as well. ISIS is going to be around in one form or another. Terrorists, this is the battle for forever that we're going to have. Our efforts are to reduce the opportunity for them to do anything to us on our homeland, especially, or to American citizens. We're to break their backs, so at least we stop them for a while, and they really have to work to make a resurgence again. We've done that. We broke their caliphate. Working with the Kurds and others, we did that. We appreciate that fact, but there is no authorization from Congress. My Democrat colleagues who complained about not having authorization to continue in Afghanistan or Iraq, why are they changed their mind right now? We've never authorized any War Powers Act for going after Turkey or the Kurds.
Right.
So why do we stay in between that?
And so isn't it interesting, because it's a great point you make, Congressman. The Democrats screamed foul when we used the mother of all bombs, was that in Afghanistan, to attack ISIS strongholds. They have complained when we did a 59 cruise missile strike into Syria because that wasn't authorized. And now the president pulls out of Syria, and that's a crisis too. So it doesn't matter if he engages in military activity or says, let's cease military operations. It doesn't matter which way he goes. They criticize, they complain, they play politics.
I would ask them, do you want to see some bloodshed from more of our American troops? Maybe not your son or daughter or grandson or daughter, but you want to see that happen as opposed to what happened in the last 48 hours where a potential ceasefire, at least in the disengagement, has started now as a result of sanctions. No bombs were dropped. No bullets were fired. No lives were lost from our American troops. And that's the most important thing we have right now. Do we feel for the humanitarian crisis that goes on in places like this? We sure do.
Sure we do.
But it's happening in Cameroon as we speak. It's happening all around the world. And America can't go everywhere. We can certainly stand, as this president did, the first president I heard, stand at the United Nations just a few weeks ago and say to the world powers that were there, let's stop the religious persecution that's going on all over the world. And that was for Christians, Jews, Muslims, all religions, he said. And that's what is potentially taking place here that we are concerned with.
It's gone on my entire life. You know, it's gone on my entire life. You know, the Six-Day War, the Yom Kippur War, the Camp David Accords with Jimmy Carter. Anwar Sadat, Menachem Begin. That was going to end all Middle East wars. That was going to be the end. And here we are. That was 1979, if memory serves. Long time ago. And here we are, still fighting the wars. Anyhow, I want to move on to some other topics here today. Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. So the Democrats are apparently proceeding with an impeachment inquiry behind closed doors. And the passing of Elijah Cummings notwithstanding, they're not missing a step. They're going straight forward behind closed doors. What are they going to deliver? A secret indictment? A secret conviction? What is this, the Spanish Inquisition? I mean, I'm being serious here. How can they conduct an entire impeachment proceeding in secret?
This comes when after the two titular heads of the Democrat conference here, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Speaker AOC, indicated they would be the most transparent Congress as a result of their leadership. There's no transparency. I was refused the opportunity to go and read Volcker's transcript just the other day. It's not classified, but I was given the reason that Volcker had not signed off on the transcript yet. That's a bunch of hooey. That's never happened before. And a member of Congress.
You just wanted to see an unclassified transcript. You were not allowed to see it.
I could not go down into the skiff and read it. And I talked with my colleagues. Similar things happened to them. We've not been allowed to read the transcript. And we're members of Congress, duly elected, and not prohibited from reading unclassified transcripts. We can read classifieds as well, when given that opportunity. But this is unclassified. They would not let me go and read that transcript. And you know why?
Why?
Because within the first 30 minutes of that 10-hour deposition, we would find out that what the president has said, what President Zelensky has said,
is all true.
Others have said, is actually accurate.
Absolutely all true. And Sondland yesterday, Ambassador Sondland behind closed doors, secret hearings again. And then I see some leaking, and he's getting pummeled in the press, is Sondland. That tells me that didn't go very well for the Democrats. That tells me that he also said, no, you guys are trying to make something up here that isn't accurate. Here's what's accurate. And it supports the president's narrative again. It just makes me wonder, sir, on what hook are they going to hang their hat for impeachment?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'll say it again, as I've said before, and I could be wrong. But Nancy Pelosi does not want a vote to be taken because those vulnerable members of hers in 31 districts where Trump won, we're seated there.
Well,
now,
if that's true, then hold on, because they're saying a trial in the Senate by Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm seeing that storyline everywhere. We've only got about 40 seconds here, but if that's true, how do they get there?
I don't know. She's walking a tightrope, and that's why I think you see her anger developing more quickly at times. There's frustration going on there because there are a whole bunch of them that want to vote and a whole bunch that don't want to vote. They just want to talk about it and continue to wear down this president.
And well, it doesn't seem to be working. I saw Dallas last night. Looked like like the Rolling Stones were coming to town. Anyhow, Congressman Tim Walberg, always a pleasure, my friend. Enjoy the weekend.
I will do that, doing some duck hunting this weekend.
Me too. Well done. Maybe I'll run into you. I'll look for a guy in a red hat. All right. Congressman Tim Walberg, thank you so much.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business. Moving Michigan forward.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security.